Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. On a rainy, dreary day, let's talk gardening, some of the fun stuff we do have. Now, we do have a call on the line. Just want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in Canton, Mass.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm fine on this wet day.
Yeah.
I'm calling. I've got a couple of questions that center on planting flower beds and also choosing a... between a Nico Blue and Endless Summer.
Okay.
Hydrangea. I recently gave up on a lace cap hydrangea that I had that simply wasn't producing flowers. It was thriving, but after 10 years, I couldn't get it to produce flowers. So I thought I'd take a different direction. Do you have... do you have a preference between either one of those two?
I mean, my preference would be the Endless Summer Hydrangea myself.
Okay.
It's Endless Summer, you know, it will bloom on old and new wood, through, you know, and it's just sometimes just easier to you can cut it back and not feel like you've ruined the plant, right? Because the main difference between the two is how it blooms. The Nico Blue blooms only on old wood, and the Endless Summer does on both.
Yeah.
The Nico Blue Hydrangea, though, if you can get it to work and do all those things, has a deeper blue color, right? So the blue is more, vibrant than an Endless Summer blue.
Does the Nico Blue plant produce more flowers generally than the Endless Summer?
Not necessarily. So the thing about the Endless Summer is it'll bloom throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the season, Nico Blue tends to do it, you know, on its normal time frame.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel that the Endless Summer would have more blooms for you.
I think Endless Summer has also the advantage of one of the problems that I have is that I have our property borders conservation property. So what we have is deer that come in
Yep.
And in the past, they were just chewing off the buds during the wintertime of the lace cap. So that endless summer probably would be the better of the two choices.
Yeah, I mean, you could go back and forth and look at all the different things. I mean, I think the fact of the matter is they both, you know, the Nico Blue might end up getting a little bit bigger than the Endless Summer, right? So Nico Blue can get about 8 feet wide, whereas the Endless Summer really only wants to get like 3 to 5 feet wide. The growth rate is the same. The amount of exposure is the same. You know, the soil pH is the same. The other thing that Endless Summer has on top of the Nico Blue is it's more hardy. So it can take, the Endless Summer can take a deeper cold than a Nico Blue as well.
Okay. Oh, I see. Well, that's important. Next question that I have is, I'm putting in I want to put in some black-eyed Susans and some cone flowers.
Okay.
The one thing I've discovered about black-eyed Susans, which I didn't realize before, was that a lot of them are either annuals or biannuals. And what I'm looking for is a black-eyed Susan that's yellow, and that is a perennial. Am I on a fool's errand trying to find one of those, or are there plants like that available?
Well, so there are some black-eyed Susans that are lookalikes, right? Because they do have both.
Yes.
So there are some that are lookalikes, and you're like, well, I thought I had the right one here. So... You know, that's the hard one, and it also has a little bit dependent upon our weather, our winters, those types of things. You're looking for, the real bright yellow, right?
Yes.
So I think one of the bright yellows that you would get as a perennial would be the Goldstrom.
Goldstrom. Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's Rudbeckia.
Yeah.
Goldstrom.
Okay.
That one is probably one of the more popular perennial versions of identical to what you're looking for.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in preparing the flower beds for black-eyed Susans and cone flowers, is there anything, I mean, I'm familiar with the traditional mix with peat moss or compost, so on and so forth.
Yep.
To create a well-drained soil and keep it moist. You know, I've gotten that far.
Okay.
But is there anything else that I should do with regard to preparing the soils like that?
No, I mean, just doing what you can to enrich the soil. And it's not necessarily all at once. The bigger thing with it is the consistency of doing it every year or every other year, right? And it doesn't necessarily mean that next year you need to dig the soil in. You can use a lot of these same things as like a top dressing, right?
Uh-huh.
A 1 to 2 inch level on top that once gets watered in, a lot of everything kind of gets mixed in easily.
I see.
Right. It's really about that aspect of it after what you've done now. Because you know the basics, not basics, you know what to do at the beginning of the planting. You know how to prepare it. It's just what happens afterwards. It's not just about fertilizing. It's not just about, you know, watering. It's about taking care of the soil. And you can do that easily with top dressing of like a cow manure or, you know, any type of planting mix. Or, you know, take a look at the back of a bag of topsoil and see what's actually in it. Right? You know, I'm not talking like the topsoil you'd buy at like a box store. That's the junk topsoil that is the one where you'd fill in a hole in the back that you're never really going to do much. You just don't want to spend a lot of money on a premium topsoil. You want to look at a higher end, because some of those topsoils will actually have some sort of compost in it. They'll even have, you know, depending upon the product, will have some native topsoil, which means they have some of those nutrients as well. So really looking at the product, and a lot of them need to, you know, at least just mention what's in it, not the percentages, just kind of says what's in it. Take a look at that and look for something that is enriched with some sort of compost.
Sure. One of the things that I've found I've had the greatest success with is if when I'm going to put in a plant like a rhododendron or an azalea, that I let the hole that I dig age for 6 months or more before I put the plant in. And what that means basically is I dig out the right size, and then mix in a blend of peat moss with the original dirt that I screen as I take it out of the hole. But one of the things that I like to do is add composted cow manure to that mixture.
Yep.
It sounds like you've got a break coming up.
I have a break, but I want you to hang tight, because this is a great conversation for everybody to hear. So hang tight with me. We will take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before I get back with Richard here, so during the break, right as the break hit, got a alert on my phone that there's tornado warnings in my area. a little crazy how loud it was, but for the next, like, 20, 25 minutes. So if I go off air, all of a sudden I just lost power, something like that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So we'll get back with Richard here. I apologize. Just bring that up, but just want to make sure. So, Richard, what else we got? What were we?
Well, the thing that I was talking about was a question relative to preparing a planting hole for something like an azalea or a rhododendron, or for that matter, any shrub or plant. And what I do, what I've found to be most successful is that if I let, when I'm preparing the hole, is to let it age for 6 months. Now, what that means is that I would normally dig the hole any time during the summer or late summer while the ground is soft, screen the dirt that I take out of the hole, and then mix that screen dirt with, because it's largely clay in my area, there's a lot of clay in the soil, and mix it with a compost, or usually peat moss.
Okay.
The question, and that has worked very, very well for me. I wish I had discovered that aging process 10 years ago. But nevertheless, one of the question that I have is, I would like to add composted cow manure to that mixture and let that age for maybe six months. But usually it's overwintering and I plant in the spring. Am I going to get into trouble with root burn on something like that, or will that over that 4 to 6 months period, would that just age to the point that it'll be helpful to the plant?
No, you won't get root burn. Cow manure is one of those things that adding to the soil is going to help. It's rich in multiple nutrients. It's
right.
not going to it should not harm the plant, especially with the aging process that you're going through. It will not happen. I just don't see it causing an issue just because of the way it is. Plus, a lot of cow manure or composted cow manure, usually, so obviously we know where it comes from. We know what it is. But a lot of them, depending upon, you know, the brand that you get, will sit out aging and get into a compost mix of it, because what it also means is it's not just cow manure, right? There's it can get into a field and maybe be mixed in with a little bit of like peat moss already when you get it, right? To allow the compost to be not so heavy. You're lightening up a little bit to do that. So I don't see it as an issue of like of burning roots or anything like that. I definitely think you'll be fine.
Okay. The last question that I had was related to a point that you made with a previous caller.
Okay.
You mentioned that with all of the rain that we've been having, that can wash, that can wash fertilizer, out of the plant root system.
Yep.
The question that I have is what I've been doing is using, slow-release fertilizers at the beginning of the season. And with this season being so wet, is all of the rain washing that slow-release fertilizer out?
I would say I don't feel as though it's going to sit there as long as it normally does. And the reason why I say that has a lot to do with just a lot of areas have flooded. A lot of areas have had excess water. So some of it that fertilizer could just rise to the surface and then move. Or break down so quickly because the rain, all of that does break it down, that it's used it up a lot quicker. So that's where I'm coming from with that.
All right. Should I re-fertilize?
I would.
You can answer that after the break.
Okay.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. This week, the number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children apprehended or placed into U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody went up from 194 to 348, a rise of 79% in just days. So far this year, CBP has had just over 91,000 encounters with unaccompanied minors at the southern border. A brutal heat wave is continuing to affect millions of Americans from the West Coast to the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service issuing heat warnings and advisories for at least 80 million people over the weekend. All eyes are on Death Valley, California, where Sunday's forecasted high could top 130 degrees. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. The President and First Lady spending the weekend at Camp David. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. And now right at the end there, Richard was asking, should he fertilize again? Right, he used slow-release fertilizer. If you used it in April or beginning of May, a lot of these slow-release fertilizers go for about 3 months. So I'd be fertilizing now anyways, but this is definitely a reason to do it again, because the amount of rain, everything, I don't think the fertilizer's sitting where it needs to as much. I wouldn't say it's go as far as like lawn fertilizers. I'm talking more of like the fertilizer for your plants, your shrubs, your or the perennials that you've done anything with. So I definitely think that I would refertilize.
Okay, Patrick, thank you very much for your time and your advice. I appreciate it.
No problem, Richard. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. And I don't know about anybody in this area. There's apparently down in Acton, Massachusetts, a tornado touchdown, and it's headed towards the Chelmsford, Essex, Middlesex area. You can see the look at the radar during the breaks here, and it's probably going to hit very soon. So we'll see how it goes, but crazy how that just popped up. It's a good thing it was during the break, because I couldn't figure out how to turn that sound off of the loud noise. Anyways, rain that we're having is good for our plants. Obviously, we know that. And the amount we're getting, some of it's just too much. Things are starting to overflow, rivers, etc. You go north into New Hampshire, Vermont, that rain on Monday or Tuesday was so bad. It was like a line that just went straight up and down all the way from, Vermont through Massachusetts into Connecticut. And it just didn't stop. I mean, you're seeing some weather like this happening. There was a hurricane that came through like 5 or 6 years ago, Hurricane Irene. That was the remnants of the hurricane. And it had done some damage up in the same areas, Vermont, New Hampshire. And I had heard from someone that they had talked to somebody up there and they had the same amount of damage as what Hurricane Irene had done, like 4, 5, 6 years ago. I can't remember exactly. But it's just crazy, the weather we've been having. It just shows that we're going to continue this trend, and if it does, we'll go into the fall very rainy. What does that mean? I don't know. But for our plants, you know, they should thrive, but then it's going to just depend on what happens for the winter, right? Because you just don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen with the weather. I wish I had a crystal ball that would tell me. Then we could really prepare our plants. But, you know, it's one of those things. We just got to kind of think ahead. You know, look at it and say maybe late summer into fall, we look at doing a couple things. One, making sure this fall we fertilize our plants, you know, at half the rate. Even though we might not have fertilized them this year. But just knowing that the season could be, you know, a little crazy, the weather-wise, we should look at it and say, what can we do to make sure our plants will thrive? Well, so it's fertilizing at half the rate this fall. It's also making sure we mulch and get everything prepared to be safe for winter, right? It's definitely just something to be thinking about what we can be doing to help protect our plants, because I don't think it's going to stop where all of a sudden it's just going to go back to normal with weather pattern, right? It's going to continue this way. So, you know, we just got to think of things of how it's doing and how we want to help protect our plants long term. If you have some questions, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, earlier I had started talking about the panicle or the paniculata hydrangeas. So, you know, the basic idea behind it is they're called panicle hydrangeas, and the genus and species for this style is Hydrangea paniculata, right? The blue hydrangeas are more of the macrophylla hydrangeas. That would be the Endless Summer, the Nico Blue, those types. These paniculata, one of the reasons why I bring them up and talk about them so much is they're so much easier than some of the old style blue hydrangeas. A lot of these white hydrangeas you can cut back and then they bloom that same year without an issue. Because they always bloom on new wood. Which means they're creating their flower buds after they begin to leaf out in the spring. So you can definitely prune them early. It's not necessary, not always necessary, but you can do it in the spring without an issue. You can do it in the fall, right? A lot of people will say prune them in the late fall. Once it's gone completely dormant, that means all its leaves are gone. It's just really sticks. And that's to a point where it's about 2-3 weeks of being that way, right? So it's not as it loses its leaves, because we know that sometimes plants can just lose their leaves like overnight if we get a really heavy frost. But that doesn't necessarily mean the energy is all back into the root system. We want to make sure that energy is back into the root system, so just keep that in mind. Okay. These are ones where you could cut a bunch off, or you could cut a little off. It's really up to you, but these are awesome because, to me, they can bloom throughout the season and continue on almost of all of July, August, into September. It's just great color. So, just something to be thinking about adding to your garden beds. But so many different varieties of that style. They can go pinks, whites, lime, greens, just all over the place. One of the best articles that I have found when it comes to information on this style hydrangea is at the Proven Winners website. Right, so provenwinners.com has an area about panicle hydrangeas. Honestly, it's one of the better informative pieces that I've found. So I would definitely look into it if you're interested in it. Then the article even has different varieties you can do, but it also has information about pruning. It has information about watering, fertilizing, the soil, light, everything. It's really worth it. It's definitely something that I find myself going back to multiple times to get information from. So, again, that website for the panicle hydrangeas is provenwinners.com. There's actually, you can go /panicle-hydrangeas. Panicle is P-A-N-I-C-L-E. And that's Proven Winners. You'd know it by the pot. It'd be a white pot with a big PW on there. So, anyways, wanted to kind of finish that up a little bit with that information because I've touched on it a few times, and then every time we go to touch on it, I'm thinking about something else too. So just keep in mind. But hopefully you'll learn a little bit more about them because they are a great variety of hydrangeas for a summer blooming. Now, some of the other things that are going to start to bloom this time of year very soon are going to be your Rose of Sharon, right? Rose of Sharon is just starting to, is usually late July that you'll see it start to bloom. Some of those are definitely there. So just keep an eye on it. I'm sorry, guys. We're getting another tornado warning here. It's extended till 9:15, and I can't turn the volume down on this, so I apologize. So just we'll see what happens. This one didn't hit at the break. Anyways. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a bit crazy. I mean, I look outside and I can start to see parts of the sun pop up, but I think it just is an area of where it is. There was earlier a tornado that I don't know all the details because I've been on the radio talking with you guys, but I saw an Acton. Might have just seen some of the clouds circling there. Just crazy. Just the weather is just, I don't even know. Anyways, let's think some plants. We talked about the panicle hydrangeas. Those ones, what else can add to? I started talking about the Rose of Sharon. Rose of Sharon comes in a lot of different colors. They'll start blooming very soon. But those have some cool colors. They have some blues into purple, but it's like a color that's not like it on any other plant, right? Then they have some whites that are full white or double white or white with a pink in the center. There's so many styles. This is the Rose of Sharon is also in the hibiscus family, right? So there's a lot of different summer flowering plants that would be good to add. add to the areas, right? Mostly we think of the hydrangeas, but the Rose of Sharon would be another one. You know, another thing to possibly add would be, you know, adding some color to some of the beds. Maybe using some, some Wigelia. Maybe using some Physocarpus. Maybe adding a dogwood, an ivory halo, the ones that have the variegated leaves. Or maybe it's the variegated willow, the Hakura Nishiki. Maybe it's some of those just to add to everything. We'll definitely be here for the next hour and 15. So if questions, call us 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, the heavy rain has slowed down at my house, so I think a lot of that fear of the tornado is over in my area. But man, it's insane. You just, all of a sudden, you look out the window and you can barely see. It's like a shower curtain's up there, but it's all rain. Man, really has got us talking about it. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Priscilla's in Tewksbury.
Priscilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much. I'm actually calling to look for some guidance. I took down a portion of my yard, and because it was just kind of, you know, mixed everything.
Yeah.
And I'd like to turn it into a woodland garden, and wondering if you might give me some recommendations. It's relatively shady.
Okay.
I have rhododendrons over there. They love it. I have acid soil.
Okay.
But looking to maybe have some low-growth perennials to make a border and, you know, whatever you might recommend. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, the great thing about like a woodland garden, a woody area where it takes more shade, it has more shades, acidic, those types of things. The first things you really think of are the rhododendrons, right? Those styles. But there are a lot of other plants that we can put in those areas for the evergreen purpose. Now, some evergreen purpose, you could be adding something like a kalmia, or it could also be a lakothaway. It could also be, you know, some of the styles of hydrangeas, like an Annabelle hydrangea or a oak leaf hydrangea, right? An oak leaf hydrangea almost looks pretty natural in there. Now, for perennials that could stay in the shade, maybe a little border, you know, you could do a number of different ways. One could be hosta, right?
Yep.
One could be coral bells, which is also a heuchera, right? A lot of the heuchera have different color flowers, but the thing is the different color leaves are all over the place. They're like just different varieties. Really cool. You could look at the, you know, some ferns. There's one out there, the Japanese painted fern, that stays low, but it will go in almost full shade. One that, you know, would be all right, but I wouldn't use it as a ground cover, would be a stilbe. Right? A stilbe is looked at, a lot of people look at as full sun, but it can actually take partial shade to full shade.
I love those.
And it's a nice addition to the area, so I think you'd be okay by having it. Right?
Nice. Thank you.
I'm trying to think what else you could put for perennials that it stay low. You know, it's, you know, the different hostas, since there's like 100 different hostas, you could get all different varieties to kind of almost create a border with it. And they're really easy to grow, etc. So I'd take a look at those.
That's wonderful. I'll look at those. I have quite a few. And appreciate your guidance. Oh, by the way, can I ask?
Yeah.
So, excuse me. So I put in some Fuchsia Green Giant arborvitaes.
Okay.
And my neighbor next door was like horrified that, I mean, I had diseased trees. I took them down. I'll wait.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to hit that break. We will talk on the other side because I want to hear what we, you know, about this arborvitae
here.
Yeah,
great. I appreciate it.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.